We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey pregame show. It's a rare Sunday afternoon game. The Yellow Jackets and the Twin Cities to take on St. Thomas. I'm John Garver, and we're joined in the pregame by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And I no disrespect whatsoever to Gustavus and the way they played that game last night against your team, but I felt like you guys just never really found a groove last night, did you?
No, I think that's a very polite way, Garv, to say we kind of were a little bit lazy last night and didn't have our brains turned on. In all honesty, I thought they're a really good skating team, like we said. We gave them a lot of momentum. We never really found our game throughout it. We had two one-goal leads, but they were kind of off broken plays. I wouldn't say we really established ourselves in any one point of the game. So it was a learning experience, a little piece of humble pie too. And you know, we just have to we have to regroup here and right or wrong, because we can't you won't win on the road with that kind of effort.
You said the phrase "a little piece of humble pie." Expand on that. What about last night's game resulted in humble pie for your team?
Well, you just look at everything. We haven't accomplished anything yet. You know, like, we're in all honesty, we're doing what we're supposed to do. You know, so like, yeah, you give kudos and you say good job and all that stuff, and you know, you give guys taps on the back and everything else. But at the end of the day, we are where we should be, and we got what we deserved last night. If not, kind of snuck one out a little bit, and lucky to walk out of there with a tie. You know, it was for whatever reason. Hockey has a unique ability to sniff out false hope or guys that talk instead of walk. So I think that was a little bit of all that in that pie last night.
One of the things that you said is the team was getting off the bus last night, that we're 0-2-2 when we don't score the first goal. We have to figure out a way to come from behind. And that message is one you're trying to drive home, the biggest piece being that's what good teams do. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, you never – good teams, you don't have to ask to get energy up. You have it all the time. You don't get down, you stay even keeled. Good teams, when they have the lead, don't get too high. They stay even keeled, you know, and that's one of the things we haven't, for the lack of a better term, really we've had four games where we've had to deal with that, and we haven't gotten it done. And, you know, it's great we haven't had to deal with it too much, but it's also, at the end of the day, you know, we're going to get into conference play here next weekend, and those are going to be tight games. They might be tied going into the third, where you have to win a period to win a game. We might be down by a goal where you got to score two. And, you know, this is a team that can score, and this is a team that can play. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, even if it's a two-goal deficit, like, we have the ability in our locker room to come back, but you got to do it. And we have yet to do it yet. And that's... you know, it's, you know, two games turned into losses, and the last two have been ties, so maybe the next two will be wins and we'll even it out. But we have to fix that. You know, it's tough to score first. Like, you're not going to score first every single game, so we have to dig down and figure that part out, so we can dig out during games.
Oscar gets hurt 13 minutes into the game last night. How deflating, I guess, maybe not the right word, but that was kind of a gut punch to the team right out in the early part of the game, wasn't it?
Well, it was just like, all right, you know, the first 10 or 12 minutes, whatever it was, wasn't really our best. And then that happens, right? And then the second shot goes in. And so it's just like, you know, take three to the chin, usually you get knocked out. So we buckled down. You know, we ended up getting a tie. I thought after the first goal that Miles let in, he locked it down. The other two, you know, you can't get three, four chances after a zone entry. You know, that's going to go in against anybody. And, you know, you can't have guys go for a change on the back check, and that's what ties the game up. So that was, you know, those two goals were mental errors, in my opinion. And so I thought Miles did a good job of coming in on relief. And, you know, now, you know, we get to test our goalie depth a little bit now. And, you know, Oscar will be fine. He'll be back. And, you know, we'll get him maybe it helps him get a little bit of rest here. And we get to take a look. You know, we have good goalie depth. And, you know, Alti's right there in the mix here now, too. So we got to... you know, we got to dig in, and we got to make sure we protect our net a little bit more, because we don't want any other unfortunate mistakes like that to happen again.
Miles getting the start here this afternoon against St. Thomas on the road. I guess kind of the building a year ago where things really bottomed out for you guys, and sort of where you got the rebound and climbed up for those last 10 games and played extremely well. But there is that memory of this was a really tough place on your team last year.
Yeah, it was. This time last year at this building was pretty much rock bottom for us in those first 3 years like that, you know. And we made a change in net, we made some changes to systems and everything else, and away we kind of went. But so it's, you know, this place is significant to us. Since we've been here, we've been pretty good, and you know, but we got a good team here tonight that you know, they're winning hockey games, and you know, they're big, they're strong, they can skate, and you know, it's another road test for us. And you know, we have to be ready. You know, we have to be ready tonight, and we have to be ready to play 60 minutes, and not when we choose.
I know you're not a guy that necessarily likes to look back on things, but we're going to look back for a second. This is your 100th game behind the bench at UW-Superior, so reflect a little bit on the first 99 and number 100 today.
It's been a real growing process for myself as a person and as a coach. In that time, I became a dad for the third time. You know, every year is another year of marriage, and you know, and then, you know, and we've kind of gone through the trials and tribulations the first I'd say 2.5 years, right, going back. And you know, in the last year has been pretty good. We've shown where we can improve upon and everything else. And you know, the biggest thing I'm most proud about is, you know, not that, you know, wins will come, but you know, we've graduated, and we've met some tremendous people that have come through our program. You know, I reflect upon our first year and Anton Svensson. Tone will forever go down in my book as one of the best leaders I've ever had, I think. You know, and the change, the most thing I'm proud about is the change of culture that I think we've had. You know, we got really good guys in our group this year. We are a team this year. More importantly, I believe we're a family. That's been the hardest thing to do, and has also been the most, that's felt better than any win we've had. And you know, hopefully we can, you know, really do something special, because we have it. So it's been a maturing process. It's been fun, it's been hard, it's been, you know, blood, sweat, tears, lots of late nights with you, you know, and the staff. And you know, I'm grateful for Rodney and the other assistant coaches that have come through, and you know, grateful for, you know, you, Garves, and Dave Oviatt, and Paul Buckley's, and Steve, and Barb, and Pam, and all the wonderful people, our alums, and all that stuff. It's been a pretty humbling experience. I'm just lucky to be here.
Even Lex?
Lex too. Absolutely. I put all the assistants in that, but Lex too, and you know, and Jonesy's done a great job this year, and it's you know, I've met some great people and lifelong friends, and it's been. That stuff means more than the wins, and the wins will come. The guys are doing it the right way, and you know, it's just been a really fun experience.
Had to get the shout out to Lex there. Hey, wins are good. Here's to number one, getting to win a number 100. Good luck today.
Take care, guys.